So, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, text number 22. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Eksi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Even though it is not possible to repay you, I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately for the sake of begetting children. But you must wait for only a few seconds so that others may not reproach me. Translation responsively. Even though it is not possible to repay you,
even though it is not possible to repay you,
I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately.
I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately.
For the sake of begetting children.
For the sake of begetting children.
But you must wait for only a few seconds.
But you must wait for only a few seconds.
So that others may not reproach me.
So that others may not reproach
me. Purport. The henpecked husband may not be able to repay his wife for all the benefits that he derives from her, but as for begetting children by fulfilling sexual desire, it is not at all difficult for any husband unless he is thoroughly impotent. This is a very easy task for a husband under normal conditions. In spite of Kashyapa's being very eager, he requested her to wait for a few seconds so that others might not reproach him. He explains his position as follows. Omagyantamirandasya kyanjana shalakaya shakshun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa karamayam tadati svaparantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Raghunatam Tam Tam Sutisam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagna Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pananami Nui Priye Panchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevita Patitanam Pavyevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Namo
Vishnupadaya Krishnasai Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Samne Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnasai Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Samne Namaste Sarasukadev Purvani Chani Irvishesha Shinivari Pascha Chade Chitanya. So we're in the middle of this pastime with Kashyapa Muni and Diti. Hearing Kashyapa speaking, and he's yesterday and today, Prabhupada is describing Kashyapa as a henpecked husband. So he was engaged in his spiritual cultivation, meditating, perhaps in an impersonal way on the Brahmajyoti. So. Because that meditation, that spiritual practice was not, I guess, sufficiently enlivening and absorbing for Kashyapa, then when Diti approached him and in a loud voice requested him to fulfill her sex desire so that she could have children, then Kashyapa came out of that meditation and is now very eagerly agreeing with Diti that, yes, he will fulfill her sex desire. So, as Prabhupada describes that, if we develop our Krishna consciousness through performing all of our activities, all of our material activities for the sake of Vishnu or Krishna, then the whole atmosphere will become more and more spiritualized. And in that way, through complete absorption. So this is one of our aims in Krishna consciousness, to deepen our absorption in spiritual practice. We begin by associating with devotees and learning how to chant the holy name, and offering bhoga and honouring prasadam. And then so we learn the so-called basics, and we feel like we're a devotee. Now I'm a devotee, I know everything. But we've just learnt the kind of like the theory. So the practical application is to do all of those things with greater absorption and greater devotion. So it's good that we have learnt, we should learn nicely from devotees how to execute devotional service, inquire in all the different facets of our devotional life, and then put into practice how we can, in our own lives, deepen that practice, especially the chanting of the holy name. It's interesting, some people, they are, without fully understanding the chanting of the holy name, they kind of criticize it. Oh, what's the point of all this chanting, and what's the benefit? Which is, it's quite, unfortunate that they might come into association of devotees but not properly learn the science of chanting. And then, and as Maharaj was explaining, if we, there's many times when we're materially contaminated, so there may be things that disturb us. Our mind gets disturbed by so many things. So to counter that and keep pushing on with absorbing ourselves in Krishna consciousness, then we can make use of special days like Ekadashi and Acharya's appearance days, disappearance days, festivals in our personal practice, and also as a community of Vaishnavas, devotees. And so yesterday we also had one such special day where we came together at Hare Krishna Valley to celebrate Cow Festival. And we can all feel how enlivening it is to be around so many devotees and engaging in so many devotional activities together. I was reminded very much of when I was in India doing parikram, and it was like, oh, it's exactly the same. There's so many hundreds of devotees all walking on a dusty road and chanting with some loudspeaker and all going along together and chanting. And so at that time, I kind of wasn't able to absorb myself as much as I should have, because I didn't wear shoes. So for like the Mayapur, Navadvip, Mandala parikram, so it was like for 1 week I didn't wear shoes, and not good for a Westerner. So get a bit disturbed by blisters and everything. And so the main thing in our spiritual practice is that we don't take on so much austerity, that we disturb ourselves, and we're able to keep focused on Krishna. At the same time, if we're really trying to be, you know, increase our devotional life, then Krishna will reciprocate by giving us opportunities for growth, which may feel like austerity or some purification happening, some particular circumstance. So we should always take that as Krishna's mercy, and always have an attitude of gratefulness toward Krishna. So I was hearing this recently from Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, that in whatever condition in our material life is, if we keep this attitude of gratefulness toward Krishna, then actually he was describing the negative things become transformed into positive, and the positive things become even more positive. So, you know, he was describing, you know, if we're we don't have so much wealth, then we can say, thank you, Krishna. I can learn how to make the most of what I have in the service of Krishna. If we have some money, then to say, thank you, Krishna. I can use this to give back to you through, you know, donations or supporting the Sankirtan movement. And if our health is very bad, then we can say, thank you, Krishna. Now I can be more reflective and try to, you know, be introspective and deepen my devotion. And then if we have health, then say, thank you, Krishna. Now I have a fit body. I can do service for you more easily. So this is a nice thing that we can try to cultivate, being grateful to Krishna. So then we're hearing further in today's verse that Kashyapa is agreeing. Yesterday he says. It's not able to repay his wife for all that she has done. Although Prabhupada describes that he's speaking kind of in joke, in a mode of joking. So, today he's agreeing that he shall satisfy Diti's sex desire immediately for the sake of begetting children. So he's quite easily got distracted from his spiritual practice and is agreeing to, of course, begetting children is also dovetailing with our Krishna consciousness also. I was reading last night in Bhagavad Gita, it's such a, I guess, a well-known statement from Prabhupada that the absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter. And matter, dovetailed for the cause of the absolute truth, regains its spiritual quality. So I really liked that phrase or that sentence. So in the same way, begetting children, when it's dovetailed for the cause of Krishna consciousness and raising children in a spiritual atmosphere, then that also becomes spiritualized. You know, yesterday we had so many children enjoying the country atmosphere at the farm, and it's a very nice atmosphere when the drama was happening down in that shady area. Under the trees, and then the play was going on with, you know, Radha and Krishna feeling separation and from each other and from Krishna from his cows, and then but kind of in the background, like not part of the drama, were so many kids playing in the background with sticks and just you know. So it just reminds us of, you know, what the spiritual world is like, that it's just kids have that innocent quality of, then, you know, that their material contamination hasn't manifested so much yet. And we can be reminded of the purity in the spiritual world, where the Krishna plays with the cowherd boys and they have sticks for herding the cows, and they just enjoy all day long playing with Krishna in the field and in the next to the Yamuna and having lunch, and then Krishna reciprocates with their desire to, you know, to love him by Krishna actually increases our puts us in situations to increase our love for him. So we say that in the pastime of Kaliya and the forest fire, where Krishna arranges through Yogamaya some demons to come and put all of the residents of Vrindavan into so much anxiety. So, such a nice description in these pastimes of the anxiety that the residents of Vrindavan felt, especially Madhya Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. You know, when they see Krishna coiled in Kaliya, they're just devastated, and they just want to leave their body, lose their life, and they can't bear it. And so this is Krishna's reciprocation. This is how he, you know, because if he didn't do something like this, then he wouldn't be reciprocating as much as he could be, because the residents of Vrindavan just have such a vast, you know, depth of love for Krishna. So to reciprocate with that, Krishna just churns that ocean of love and brings it out more and more. It's, in the spiritual world, it's just ever increasing. So another thing that Bhaktisiddhi Maharaj was explaining, the verse, famous verse by Lord Brahma in 10th canto, about if we can tolerate the reactions to our past karma, then we can and still worship Krishna with our body, mind and words, then we're eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So that's the word is Dayabak. So he's explaining Sridhar Swami's commentary is that how does a son inherit his father's property? And that's just by staying alive. So when the father naturally passes away, then the arrangements have been made that the son will inherit that father's property. So in the same way, sometimes we can feel a lot of difficulty in our devotional service, but if we hear more about the goal and just try to stay alive in devotional service and have faith in that goal of Krishna consciousness, of returning back to the spiritual world, then that can help us to go on. Just like a fever sometimes comes in someone's body, but it's a temporary manifestation, that there's fever and there's heat and sweating, but then it goes. It's kind of a temporary thing. So everything in the material world is much like that, that there's calamities and there's ups and downs, but we have to, in devotional service, we're training ourselves to transcend all of this and remain fixed, have our vision fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna and returning back to the spiritual world. This is very much helped by having good association of devotees. And as I was mentioning, being grateful for what we do have, not just seeing what we're lacking, but trying to see what we do have in devotional service. So here Kashyapa is agreeing to engage in sexual activity with Diti to beget children. And as Prabhupada explains, that facility is available in any species of life. You know, cows at the farm have calves, and insects have their ways of procreating. Every species of life, there's this mechanism of procreating. So Prabhupada is describing that Kashyapa is very eager for this, but a spiritualist shouldn't be very eager for sex life. I mean, to forget children, that's fine, but otherwise, as Prabhupada explains, sex life and spiritual life go ill together. And this is can be a great stumbling block for maybe people coming to Krishna consciousness or devotees, that we have to, you know, people feel like, oh, you're just repressing your natural urges, and why are you repressing yourself? Just be natural, be free. But but what they don't understand is that this is actually the very root of our material contamination, is this sex desire. It goes at the heart of, you know, why we're in the material world. The desire to lord it over the material world and be the enjoyer. So that is most fully epitomized in the desire for sex life. So in Krishna consciousness, we don't repress it. We channel it in a different direction toward Krishna. So as we hear in Bhagavad Gita, so transforming that lust into love for Krishna, which is what it originally was. So by learning how to engage all of our senses in Krishna consciousness, then we transform that lusty desires into service to Krishna, and then that service to Krishna is actually what satisfies us. And of course, most devotees will get married and to fulfill that desire in a regulated way. When we were driving home from the farm yesterday, then I was in the middle and two other devotees, and we're all like grown men, so this car wasn't made for three grown men in the back seat. So I was like this, and so I was just instantly reminded of so many holiday trips driving around Australia with my sisters, and we're all, you know, kids, they just fight in the car. And we, you know, you ask your parents, oh, how long's the drive going to be from here to there? And they're like, 4 hours. Like, oh, no, 4 hours. And then, Vichu Prabhu, he commented, because I was just pretending to, you know, be like a kid and fight and say, get out of my space. And so Mooch is like, oh, yeah, this is why I don't want to take birth again. But I was thinking, oh, you don't have to take birth again. You just have to become a father, and then you have kids, and you play it all over again. So this kind of, you know, it's funny. We're so much eager for sex life, and then we have kids, and it's like, you know, it's, I guess, like bittersweet. You know, there's kids are kids. They just play around, and, you know, it's a very nice system for purifying us of our false ego and our, you know, false desire to lord it over the world. Because parents, you know, they're the servants of their children. And they have to be very dutiful, and whatever the kid needs are, not whatever their wants are, but they have to do everything for the children. And so, you know, they go into, you know, that desire for sex life means you want to be the enjoyer. But then you become a parent and you're just a servant. So this is Krishna's system for in the purifying us in the Grihastha Ashram. And so then it helps us to realize that, no, I'm not the enjoyer. Our position is just to be a servant. And, you know, the best master is Krishna. So this is, I guess, the way in the Grihastha Ashram. But if parents are thinking that they can still be the enjoyer, you know, they can enjoy the accomplishments of their children, or enjoy the... of course, then, yeah, children are... You know, they have that fun nature. So, but, yeah, parents also have to keep that servant attitude. And then we see in the Vedic culture, then it's very nice that because of that service attitude and sacrifice that the parents do for their children, then children naturally feel obliged to their parents in their old age. And so in their old age, then the parents have some children to look after them. They don't need a welfare state, and they don't need a disability pension, as in, you know, the West, because children kind of abandon their parents and don't properly look after them, so they're left to the state. The state has to look after the parents, and it costs a lot of money. And some countries like Australia and Japan have aging populations, so they cost a lot of money to look after their medical expenses and the nursing homes and all this stuff where they're just not so well looked after. But the Vedic system is very nice, where the children look after the parents if they're able, you know. So like that, then you see everything in Vedic culture is very nicely arranged, and for the, you know, ultimately for the spiritual upliftment of everyone. In the Grihastha Ashram, basically, you know, the parents are the first gurus of their children, so they learn everything from their parents initially, you know, materially, but also spiritually. So that's a very important time, because whatever else they end up doing in their later years, they might, you know, we all go through this. Kids often go through this rebellious phase. So, but even if that happens, then if they've had nice training in their younger years, then that's for their eternal benefit. And it's nice how Maharaj was explaining yesterday, as long as you have the boundaries of the, you know, the four regulative principles, and then most things, that's okay. We don't have to be too overly strict with kids, that, you know, especially when there's a lot of Western influences, then they're bound to come across these and want to do so many other not so Krishna conscious things. But if they're honouring prasadam regularly and learning how to chant Hare Krishna, then that's that kind of that covers it, that makes up for it. So We'll find out why Kashyapa is asking Diti just to wait for a few seconds. It's not very long. So that others may not reproach me. So he's somehow or other fearing some, you know, if he doesn't wait for these few seconds, then he will be reproached by others. Now we'll hear more about that in the following verses, about the timings and so on of engaging in sex life. But still, he knows that there may be some reproachment, but rather than putting it off for another day or something, he only wants to wait a few seconds. So he's this is called the vagas, the urges, pushings of the senses. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, udaropasta vegam. So the different urges of the body pushing us. So we can see this pushing in Kashyapa Muni as well, although he's a great sage. And so this is another theme that comes out from this pastime. We can compare the superiority of bhakti yoga and devotion to Krishna to other spiritual processes. As Prabhupada explains that even great yogis, they're not so fulfilled in their spiritual practice that they can, you know, resist the allurements of Maya. I think it was Vishvamitra Muni became attracted by fish copulating in the sea. Even though he'd been meditating for 60,000 years, so there was not enough fulfillment in his spiritual practice. So, we also need to feel fulfillment in our spiritual life. I was hearing today that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sikshamrita, says there's four kind of conditions for having enthusiasm in our Christian consciousness, which is very important. As again, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was explaining, if we don't have enthusiasm in our Krishna consciousness, then he says we should hear alarm bells going off. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained four conditions that are sound bodily and mental health, a good community of devotees, good Vaishnava association, study of the scriptures, and one more. Lost the fourth one. But anyway, there's some, you know, preconditions that will help us to have enthusiasm in our Krishna consciousness, you know, our health, and we have satisfying relationships with devotees, and you know, it's a progressive community that's preaching and so on. And when these things are there, then we can more easily feel enthusiastic in our Krishna consciousness and enthusiastic to participate and come to the temple and chant with devotees, have kirtan, honor prasadam, and worship the deities, all the five most important limbs of devotional service. So I might just stop there and see if there's any comments or questions about today's verse. Yes, what?
Could you like to yourself in the encouraging
More strength. The urges of the senses. And, okay. Mataji was just commenting that, you know, I was mentioning the verse about if we can just survive in devotional service, and then we can attain, go back to Krishna. So she was commenting that if Kashyapa Muni had been practicing devotional service, then perhaps he also could have had that strength to survive in devotional service and not be deviated by that request of Diti. Yeah. Thank you much. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitya Gaura Premanande.